morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and we got a real live American on hold on the show here. So I want to get to her really quick. We got news. Larry Pinkney's coming up a little later. And if you want to call anything on your mind, but we want to go right to a real American. Her name is Shelley Luther. She's a salon owner in Texas. She has made the news. We did the story. I don't know how long it's been. And one of our listeners called in, got her number, gave it to Todd, what have you. We called her. She's here. And we couldn't be more excited. Shelley Luther, welcome back to the welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, let's break this down. I mean, our audience doesn't know you. They know the story a little bit, but you know, you're a salon owner. What you do, hair, nails? I mean, what do you do? What's your salon?
Well, I don't have a cosmetology license, so I'm just the owner, and I have stylists that pay what they call booth rent. So basically, they're kind of tenants. That sounds kind of cold because we're all family, but they basically pay me weekly to rent the space.
Okay.
Of the salon.
Okay, and they do hair or nails or what?
We have hair, we have nails, we have estheticians, we have eyelashes.
Okay. Okay, so variety. Okay, variety.
Oh, yeah.
So sometime in, was it February or March? When was it shut down? March?
March 22nd.
And so how did that go? Did the government send you a letter? Did they call you? What happened there?
No, that's part of the ugly part. Everybody's just kind of watching TV to figure out what their fate is, and a lot of misinformation, and trying to look up, you know, who's saying what. And with Governor Abbott and Clay Jenkins, the county commissioner, all saying different things, it was really hard to determine who was right and when do we open, when do we close. It was a mess. But it finally came down to March 22nd.
Okay, what do you mean say different things? Explain that.
Well, it's actually Governor Abbott and Clay Jenkins in Dallas County, where my salon is. They haven't always agreed, and it's been somewhat public to people. Governor Abbott will say something, and Clay Jenkins will say that he has authority over him, and then Governor Abbott will say he has authority over him, and one will say one thing, and the other one will say, no, I really don't want this thing, but that thing. It's just super confusing, actually. But they did finally narrow it down to March 22nd, and that's when all salons and most businesses were closed down except for, quote, unquote, essential.
Well, I imagine your business is pretty essential to you. I mean, I'm just guessing.
It's just, well, honestly, I haven't made a dime since I've opened back up. It's definitely cost me money because I have not charged my stylists any rent at all since March 22nd when we closed down. And the ones that are brave enough to come in there and work right now, I'm still not charging them rent because they're so far in the hole. It's going to be a while for them to try to dig out. So to me, financially, it doesn't affect me. But for my stylists, it's pretty important.
Now, I have a cousin. You don't know her, obviously. Or maybe, maybe you do. I don't know. She has a spa in North Carolina, and kind of similar to what you're doing. A little different, but same principles. And she, you know, she had been offered the money from the government to make payroll. That's a little different than what you're doing. So she's got people on payroll. They said, here, we'll loan you this money, and then if it goes to payroll, they'll forgive it. And so she applied for a modest amount. I mean, not, you know, it was like 30-something thousand, 40,000. It wasn't a huge amount.
Right, and, but just to kind of keep her afloat.
Mm-hmm. Right, just to keep everything going. She jumped through all the hoops, hoop after hoop after hoop, and then come to the final end, they said, oh, all the money's gone. And her story.
Well, they actually told us. Oh, I'm sorry. They actually told us to apply for all of those loans anyway, even in our situation, because Texas does not, obviously, probably any state does not give unemployment to, you know, employees that don't pay in their taxes or don't pay into unemployment. And so, as an individual salon owner and all of the stylists, they're like 1099. Originally, we would not be able to apply for unemployment or any of those loans, but the government said, apply for those loans. We're going to make an exception this time. And so we all did. And none of us got anything.
See, that's what I've heard, too. I haven't heard. I don't know of any small. Now, I do have a pretty good friend who has quite a business, and he's got a very high payroll. I'm not going to give his name or anything, but he got the very week that this went out. He had $750,000 in his bank the very week.
Correct.
I mean, it's like, boom, 3 days later, boom. So it seemed like...
But you know what a $250,000 would have done for, like, you know, 50 businesses?
I know. It's crazy. So it seemed to me... I mean, it seemed that the bigger businesses were getting handled or helped or whatever, and then mom and pop or smaller operations like my cousins, like, here, they, you know, persona non grata.
Right. Well, the businesses that... I mean, a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about small business owners. They think that if you own a business, you're just rolling in all this money. But especially with my business, I've only had it about 2.5 years, and it was just right before COVID-19 starting to make a turn to where I was profiting, because I poured so much money into it at the beginning, and people are like, well, you're stupid for not having a savings account. It's like I dumped it into my business to start my dream.
I invested it in America. I invested it in opportunity. Excuse me for investing it in opportunity.
Correct. And so, yeah, I'm getting a lot of heat for not having money saved up when I thought the government was supposed to help me, and they did not.
You know, your story is troubling on one hand, inspiring on the other, but it really is the American story right now. It's kind of the battle for the soul of America. Are we going to be, you know, a country of can do, get out there and make something happen kind of people? Or are we going to be servants of the government waiting for a handout or waiting for permission to walk down the street? I mean, that's what it seems
Correct.
Like. Explain, as time went on, kind of what went on in your mind and the really strong decision that you decided to just what went into that, and then what did you do?
Well, as weeks started going by, and I myself realized I wasn't going to get any help, because, you know, there was one time I dialed unemployment 573 times in one day and never got through.
So, oh, my gosh. That's a little discouraging.
Yeah.
That's
right.
A slightly
just
discouraging.
Point, 573 yeah. times. So I'm wondering, what are the older people in this situation? What are the people that are not as,
can't
don't
dial
have the
500
ability
times.
To do that,
yeah.
didn't have the time. Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of things. So a stylist, you know, contacted me saying, thank you so much for not paying rent, but I can't pay my mortgage. And how am I supposed to feed my kids? And in a normal situation, I would probably just lend them money or give them money if I had it, but I wasn't paying my own mortgage. So today this is the second mortgage payment that I would have missed if I did not get any help. So they kept pushing back the goalpost, I would say, as far as when we were going to open, and they finally pushed it back one more time. And about Tuesday of last week, I just woke up and said, I'm opening my business. They have not. The only way I know how to make business money is to go out and work. I've had a job since I was 15 years old. My dad was a master gunny sergeant in the Marines. I just have a go fix the problem attitude. And everybody thought I was crazy. And at the time, I had zero idea that I was going to be like the only one openly opening my business and saying I'm standing up for myself. I had no idea at the time that it was going to make this big of a difference and it would be this big of a deal.
Well, you became a square peg in a round hole real quick. You know, we're supposed to live in the land of the free, home of the brave. I see courage and the American ideal, the American spirit in you. That's how you make money, is working. I mean, isn't that American? I mean, I thought
that's
anyway.
That's the only way I know how to make money. I've never wanted to receive handouts, and there's people that can't work, and I understand that. But I definitely am not going to sit at home and watch everything I built crumpled to nothing, and the people that rely on me looking at me for help, and I'm saying, I can't help you. I know I can help you. I'll just open the business.
What does this say about America? Obviously, you're focused on your individual situation, but on a larger scale, I mean, this is very troubling for America in general. I mean, have you thought about that?
Well, I have now that I've gotten, I mean, people are reaching out to me from across the world at this point. And so once it became that big, even if they were to open my salon or something, it's way bigger than that now. I would never stop at anything to make sure that we get our rights back. That's it.
I heard a quote from you. You talked about our constitutional rights, your constitutional rights. We talk about that a lot. That's what really keyed me into you. I really wanted to talk to you. I'm so glad that we hooked up. We believe in this show. We talk about it. We have an unalienable right and the dominion given by a creator. And it's not that we have constitutional rights, because we don't. We don't have any constitution doesn't give us rights. It just protects our natural rights. And I saw someone in you who, you know, I don't even know you. You're probably, generally a Christian, a Bible believing person. You have some kind of spirit of goodness in your heart and fervency. I mean, I don't even know you, and I kind of know you already. Talk about how important that Constitution is, the Declaration of Independence, this concept, this American ideal that rights come from God, not government.
Well, I believe that you are born with those rights, and you don't have to do anything to receive those rights. I mean, you're born with them. And for people, and to me, it's just common sense, honestly, to know that if something feels wrong, it's not right. And the Constitution protects us from that. And if you're keeping us from feeding our family and you're not giving us any help, then we have to do what we have to do. And the Constitution is going to protect me. I know this. And I'm not afraid of what's going to happen.
What has happened since then?
So I opened a Friday a week ago, and I got a, let's see, the police came at first from Texas Department of License and Regulation, because salons are regulated by them, and we'll use that term loosely. So they came and they gave me a citation and a case number. The police were very nice. I'm very back the blue. I do appreciate the police and the job that they're doing. So that happened. And then a couple hours later, this all happened Friday, I had the city of Dallas ordinance come, and they gave me a cease and desist letter from County Commissioner Clay Jenkins. And they asked if I was going to shut down. The letter said that I could get criminal charges filed against me, plus lawsuits, all of these things. And they said, "Are you going to shut down?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Okay." They left for an hour and basically had no idea what to do. And then, came back again, I think. I don't remember. Asked if I was going to shut down, and I said no. And so I received a letter after that sometime from another judge suing me from the Dallas, claiming that I was putting the lives of the people of Dallas in jeopardy on purpose or whatever. And that's just layman's terms, obviously. My attorney, Warren Norrett, has been in court ever since. Well, it's been Zoom meetings, but the first time they presented him, they gave me a temporary restraining order against my own business. And, they gave my attorney zero time to prepare. They told him about it, and they said the Zoom meeting's happening right now. And it was done and over with before he could even blink, even though he wanted time to prepare and even figure out what was going on. So that happened. Something happened where he tried an injunction, and they did not grant that. And I got a letter recently saying that I'm in contempt of court. But they were gracious enough to give my attorney through the weekend to prepare for the, probably trying to dissolve the TRO. And then if it doesn't, it's like a sanctions hearing, basically what my punishment will be. And that's coming up Tuesday at 1:00.
Well, when they can't think of any other charge, then they'll get you on contempt of court. Cause they really, you know, reckless endangerment. You're not recklessly endangered. You're not willfully, you don't have COVID-19. You don't have.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not forcing anybody to come into my business, including my stylist.
Right, so they're conning up, ginning up some contempt of court. Well, you're in contempt of court. That's your crime. I'm pretty sure that's going to be your crime that they're going to go after. Is that they're going
to
want you?
Basically, it's like you didn't listen to daddy. Is basically what that is.
Ooh, I'm so glad you said that. I've been saying this for so long. The government is not our father.
I am clear who my father is, and they are definitely not it.
I don't know about your, you know, we have Larry Klayman, who's known as Lawsuit Larry, who's the founder of Judicial Watch, now running Freedom Watch. I mean, we have contacts with him, John Whitehead. This is a big deal. Do you want me to hook you up with any of those people?
I will hook up with anyone that will help me at this point, but I will be honest, I think the governor's office of Texas and really feeling the fire of people supporting me, and they actually reached out to me Monday of this week. His communications director called me and said, we would like for you to get together with James Huffines, who is the head of the strike force team to open up Texas. And so I spoke with him and gave him my thoughts. My biggest concern was, I just need to know why everything in Texas is opening on Friday, which is today, except for salons, gyms, and bars. And mainly my main concern was salons because I don't know much about the other ones, and I'm not really the voice to advocate for that. He could not give me the reason, or would not give me the reason. He said it was classified, the reason why salons were not.
Whoa, classified?
That's what he said. Yes, and I'm like, what? And he's like, well, I just wanted some ideas on how you think we can open. I'm like, how can I give you ideas when I don't even understand why we're closed? We have 2 years of sanitation and hygiene training, every cosmetologist, to get their license. It's a written test. It's a big deal. And it's way more than what the CDC talks about. And it's pretty close under hospital guidelines, as far as sanitation is concerned. And so for them to say that we are the ones that are not, that we're going to be the dirtiest places to go to or the most unsafe places to go to is the biggest joke. And I also brought to his attention that, you know, you're forcing stylists' hands in going to people's houses to infected areas that are not controlled environments, that are not sanitary, and you're going to cause a bigger pandemic by forcing these people to make money for their families because you're giving them no other choice, and you're threatening to take their licenses away from them if they work in a salon. If they come to my salon, I've got everything sanitized to the nines. They're all wearing masks. I took away anything that's like magazines, drinks, anything that in there. We're only going in one at a time. When the stylist is ready, and I've got chairs outside on the patio sitting 6 feet apart for people to come in one at a time when their stylist is ready. Tell me Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's is doing that. Please tell me.
Who can we call at the, it sounds like the governor with some political pressure. This has become a kind of a political football here that people can have some pressure to bear on this. Who can we call in Texas at the governor's office, what have you, to help you out here?
You can call anyone in Governor Abbott's office. They're taking calls, but I'm telling you, I've got congressmen on my side that are writing letters, tweeting about it, open salons. He said that salons were not supposed to open till phase two, which is May 18th, which would mean 2 full months that stylists would be out of jobs, a lot of them single parents. And so, I mean, with no reason, no, not saying, it's just, well, the doctors are saying that that's not going to be sanitary. Oh, but dentists can reach in people's mouths and you can get Botox and injections. And here's the best part about it. The dog groomer next door to my salon has been open every day since, has never closed, because that's essential.
What did you just say? The dog groomer is open?
The dog groomer, yes. Yes.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
he actually has come over screaming at people that are supporting me, saying how I'm breaking the law and how dare I, you know, go against the ordinance when he's cutting dog's hair and I'm cutting people's hair. Like, I don't get it.
So the dog gets more better treatment than people do. I mean, that's basically,
I guess, they're more essential. Let's just,
yeah,
go there.
They're more essential. I don't know how much longer you have. I could talk to you obviously for quite a while. You've inspired me. I'm going to try to get some people, you know, maybe I'll call Larry or whatever. And I mean, these are some big time constitutional lawyers. I think you need to be aggressive. I think you need to sue. And I think we need to get pressure at Governor Abbott's office. During the break, we'll try to find
a I do have a discrimination lawsuit in the Texas Supreme Court right now.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm about sick. You know, you talked about supporting the blue, and I'm not trying to have an argument with you, but see, this is where there was a story where it seems like the institutions, there are a lot of good policemen who want to protect Americans, who want to serve the Constitution, who want to see our communities thrive and be places where people can have opportunity. Mm-hmm. But the system itself, and I think you're finding this out, the system itself is not geared towards any of those things. It's geared towards serving itself. And
right.
That's where
and
I have
all it's doing is separating the people and the police, too. It's not building the relationship back.
Right. So the police who are good police, they're almost like the gun's almost pointed at them from their bosses to put them in a bad. I hate this. But at the same time, the policeman who came to your salon, they had the choice whether to give you a citation or not. And they chose to give you a citation. That's where I have a problem.
They were told they had to.
Well, you know, like my father always told me, Dad, I didn't have no choice. My father always told me, son, you always have a choice. And so that's where we are. And I'm not belittling them, per se, but I'm trying to point out the magnitude of the situation. All along the line, we all have choices now. And what is it we're going to choose? Are we going to choose to support somebody like Shelley? Are we going to support the system? Are we going to support the officials? Are we going to support the party line? And that's, I mean, I think that's a big issue in America. You've inspired me, and I think my audience has been inspired also.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, so you mean a lot to me. Is there anything we can do for you? I mean, I'm going to try to hook you up. I mean, what else can we do? Other side, we'll call somebody in Governor Abbott's office here.
I would love it, but I would tell you my biggest, the biggest hurdle I have right now is Judge Clay Jenkins, the Dallas Commissioner's office. And he sent his doctor, Huang, H-U-A-N-G. I was on the Tamron Hall show, and he basically said on that show that he will not stop until my business is shut down, personally mine.
Well, did he? Okay, so he... that's a lawsuit right there.
Correct.
Is that the basis of your lawsuit?
The basis of my
lawsuit. Hey, stop the music, Todd. Stop the music. Stop the music if you can. Just stop it and stop the commercials. Hold the commercials. So that's the basis of your lawsuit. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's discrimination.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're coming after you, not the dog groomer, and so they want to shut down you. What would you say to people as you've went through this? You've stood up. You have a ex-Marine. Your father's an ex-Marine. You obviously are a patriot.
But you would say always a Marine, but yes.
Yes, always a Marine. I mean, what advice or what comment do you have? You have the whole world is listening, or at least our audience is. What would you say to them?
The only thing I would say is open your business. That's it. Open your business. It's your right to earn money for your family and the government. It's criminal for them to tell us that we cannot. It's criminal. And it's against your rights, and it's against everything that you should stand for as an American. Go and open your business.
Well, and this is an offense to God, and government does it a lot. You know, we need to go deeper with our conviction, ladies and gentlemen. They are offending God. Do you see they're ruining her life? They're ruining the other people's lives that are there, the dominion that she's been given, our place in this world, all these things. Thomas Jefferson, what would Thomas Jefferson say about this? What would James Madison say about this? They are offending God, and God cursed them for what they're doing to Shelley. And Shelley, I pronounce peace upon you. I pronounce deliverance upon you, and I pronounce joy. And I'm so proud of what you're doing, and God bless you. Our whole audience is with you.
Please reach back if you have any questions or want to talk some more. I'd love to.
Yeah, we'll come. We'll have you. We'll maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. So let's see how it plays out. We'll let's get another update. We'd love to keep this going here.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. There she goes, Shelley Luther. We didn't even ask her. I forgot to ask her the name of her salon. Well, that was terrible. Is she still there, Todd, or is she gone? Oh God. All right, let's go to commercial. Can we go to commercial now? And I'll, is that possible? Just cue the music.
With oil of oregano.
There we go.
Germ killer. This is the True Wild Oregano Oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've been here during the break trying to get some numbers and stuff together. You know, this idea, well, I support the Army. I support the Blue. Back the Blue. I support the policeman. Supporting the policeman is different than supporting the police. Those are two different things.
Correct.
And that's what they become. We got Uncle Kevin here. I haven't said good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Another great day in America.
It's like, well, I support the military. Well, supporting the military is different than supporting your cousin who is in Afghanistan. Those are two different things. Mm-hmm. Well, I love my cousin and they're a good person. I want to support my cousin in the military. I support them. My father was in the military. That's different than I support the military. You know, how do you think the people in Iraq, when all the children are getting killed and bombed, or Iran or whatever, you know, how do you think they feel about supporting the military?
Yeah.
Those are two different things. I mean, brass tacks of this, I didn't want to get into it too far with Shelley. You know, she supports the Blues. I mean, this, we support our abusers.
Right.
Well, we were told we had to do that. We were forced to.
Nope.
The police came to give you a ticket. Well, we were forced to. Well, the police is the one who gave you a ticket.
Right.
The police who you are supporting are the one who are trying to ruin your life.
Correct.
I mean, that's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
The commissioner can't go down there and give you a ticket.
No.
The
garbage man. Can't stop by and hand it off.
Right. I mean, the governor himself can't, I don't think, can come down there and give you a ticket. Right. In fact, I'm pretty sure. I don't know how it is in Texas, but
it's,
I mean,
unlawful order.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, even a lawful order, the governor wouldn't come give you a ticket.
Right.
It's the police who give you the tickets.
Yeah, and the cops swore to uphold the Constitution, so it's unlawful order. He should have refused it.
He should have.
Right.
And it's time to say that.
It's time for these people to step up and start refusing things. No, I'm not going to enforce an unlawful order.
This is why the CSPOA is so important.
Yes.
And Sheriff Mack. Ideally. Mm-hmm. See, this is Dallas, though, which is such a
bastion of freedom.
Ideally, she would call the sheriff and say, "Sheriff so-and-so, the police are harassing me and trying to give me a ticket because I opened my door to my building, to my business. Okay, hold on, Shelly. Put them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Officer, I'll be right down there and don't do anything till I get down there. Well, we're giving, look, I don't give a damn, sir.
That's right.
You sit right there until I get there. I'm the sheriff of this county.
That's right.
You don't do nothing until I get there.
That's right.
You understand?
I'm the number one law officer.
I'm the chief law enforcement officer. Officer. Well, we were told by the... No. I don't give a damn who he told you.
I don't care.
You sit down there on the bench, and you wait, and I'll be there in just a minute.
That's right.
You understand, son?
That's right.
I mean, see, that's why we need to turn it around to them. You understand, boy?
Yeah.
Turn it around to them
for
a change.
I agree.
And support the Blue. The Blue is the one who gave you the ticket.
Yeah.
So anyway, then the sheriff goes down there. And the sheriff says,
"In the riot."
Yeah, Noel says, "Well, what's going on here? You know, that's the first thing. What's going on here? Well, this lady opened her business last week, and we told her not to. Who told her not to? Well, the governor told her not to. Told her not to do what? You know, you see where this goes? Mm-hmm. Well, this is against the Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is the illegal search of and of taking of her business. This is her property. Her business is her property. Well, she gets a license from here. Well, what does that got to do with it? So you think you have a license now to just railroad her? And see, this is how the conversation goes. Mr. Police Officer, Mr. Blue, I'm the sheriff of this county,
mm-hmm.
and I want to stop this, and you're going to deal with me on this, and you are to cease and desist. You know, they like to send cease and desist letters. You need to cease and desist of this. If you want to persist on this, I am going to arrest you and your blue fellow, and I don't care how many other blue fellows you got around you. I'm going to arrest all of them.
All of the above.
You know, but it's not going to get to that. They're going to have a conversation. Hey, we're going to stop this.
Yeah, they're going
to. And they're going to say, well, our boss is making it. And he's going to say, okay, let me talk to your boss.
Right.
Just stop this right now. Just go on about, I'll handle this from here, sir. I'm going to interpose in this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to give any tickets to this fine, upstanding lady today.
That's the way it
should go. Who's your boss? Let me talk to him. And then he goes to the boss and say, what's going on here? And say, well, you know, she's disobeying our order. Well, who are you? Are you God? I mean, what are you? Are you, you know, we have the Bill of Rights here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, this lady's been endowed by God, right? And, our founding fathers gave us an inheritance where the government can't do this kind of crap, right? You know that, right? I mean, you see how the conversation goes in? Well, this is our order. We're the God. Well, you're not God, sir.
That's right.
I'm a sheriff here. Well, I mean, we got a problem here. I mean, are you endangering this lady's life? Are you ruining her life? What are you doing here? Are you shutting her business down? You gonna pay her? You got money or something? Oh, what are you doing? You just gonna put her on the street, make her homeless? Now because you say so?
That's what they want.
Well, she's endangering how is she endangering the people? Show me some proof. You got some evidence? I mean, we don't do things without evidence here in America. You got evidence? Does she got coronavirus or something?
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't tell people, make them come in there, right?
Nope, she doesn't.
Well, we need to get her to close. Well, you going to try to force her to close? Well, yes, we're going to force her to close with the force of our office. Well, let me tell you about your office. Your office ain't diddly squat to the people of the United States of America, and to the Bill of Rights, and to the Constitution. So you're just going to sit your little fat behind right there and shut your little mouth and just go to lunch on the government dime like you always do.
Go get a donut.
And go get a donut.
That's right.
You and all your friends. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the sheriff of this town, and I want to interpose here, buddy. And I'm standing for the people in the Constitution of the United States. Well, sir, you're going to hear about this. I'm going to call the government. I don't give a damn who you call.
Yeah.
I am the sheriff. The people elect me, not your bloated tyrannical behind.
That's right.
You don't elect me. The people elect me. See, and this is how the conversation needs to go. And this is what we need to, back to blue. Stop this back to blue crap. Stop this back to military crap. You want to back your constitutional policeman that you know that's in your neighborhood, then back Sergeant Tom or Sergeant Bill. Yeah. I back Sergeant Bill or whatever.
Yeah, he won't do unlawful.
Yeah, don't back the blue.
Right.
Because the blue is
done. They'll throw you in jail.
They don't serve you.
Right.
They serve
the corporation.
The corporation of these government officials who are trying to shut down Shelley Luther.
Absolutely.
Now you're seeing it. There's a conflicting interest. And it's not your interest. Sometimes those interests meet.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the interest of the city of Dallas is your interest.
Yeah.
But
occasionally.
But when it comes down to brass tacks, they don't.
They don't.
So this is America, ladies and gentlemen. Land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, do you understand what people are going to, I don't know if people think I'm talking ad nauseum about this. There is nothing else.
There is nothing.
You know, people say, well, what about the Bible? Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was called a heretic because I was talking about the Declaration of Independence in relation to the Bible. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty, right? That's what it says in the Bible, right? Correct?
Absolutely.
The one I read, I mean, I don't know what everybody else, the one I read, that's what it says.
Yeah.
What document on the face of the earth in thousands of years, other than the Bible, has done more to proclaim and to push the Spirit of God in the world? Can somebody please name it to me? Okay, besides the Declaration of Independence, what has done more to push, besides the Bible, what document, what thing has done more to push liberty in this world in the last couple thousand years?
The Constitution.
That's it. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you.
And me, because I won't shut up about it.
Exactly.
Because this is it. There is nothing else. And people say, well, you're awful. We need the Bible. I'm not saying we don't need the Bible. If you need the Bible, that means you have the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen.
If everybody was following the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that incident would not happen. Wouldn't happen.
Right. You know, people talk about, well, we need the Bible. Of course you need the Bible. They got Bibles in China, too. But yet, if they meet, three or four of them meet together and talk about God, they're SWAT teamed and thrown into the gulag up there with the Uyghurs and probably lose their kidney.
Or more.
So what's the difference?
They're greedy up there.
They want it all.
They take everything.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between China with their Bibles and America with their Bibles? What's the difference? That in the law, we have a spirit, we have a heritage. We have a birthright given to us by God, respected and honored and delivered to us by our founding fathers, that we have an endowment by God and that it'll be honored by law. And so what these blue did, what these police did, was against the law.
Right.
And it's against the oath. They said, well, we were forced to.
No.
No, you weren't forced to. Just like my daddy said, no, you always have a choice.
That's right.
And well, I have no choice. No. You always have a choice. So this comes down in America. What choices do we have? And we need the constitutional sheriff. Now, having said that, I mean, we're in such a situation. These choices aren't easy. It wasn't easy for Shelley Luther to open her business in the face
sure
of all this.
Wasn't.
And look at all the backlash she's getting.
Yeah, she got a lot of pressure.
She needs your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know what the dealing with all this and how they wear you down? They don't have no skin in the game. They don't care. They got lawyers at the
uh-huh.
And they got your money. The people of Dallas are spinning the twine, which gets turned into the rope, which gets turned into the noose, which pulls right around Shelley Luther's head and her business's head.
Yeah.
And now one of the people there says, oh, my job is to shut her business down, to kill her business. Are you serious? Do you see the difference of the corporate government and what they do and their stance on the people of the United States? Oh, my job is to shut her business down, kill her business. My God.
Yeah.
Do you see what this is? This is America. This is the fight for the soul of this country. And people, I get lectured by people. I'm on other shows telling me I'm a heretic because I say the Declaration of Independence is just as important as most of the Bible. What do you think the Bible is? Do you think God sat down and wrote the whole Bible front to back, cover to cover? No, he inspired men. There were evil men that wrote different things of the Bible. There were some very sinful men who wrote things of the Bible. There are things that are left out. King James, who was no Christian or no Bible, no God-fearing Christian hardly,
right,
decided what went in and what went out.
That's right.
The Council of Nicaea in 300 AD. What went in?
Constantinople.
What went in and what went out?
That's right.
You don't tell me that God can then inspire Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Livingston, and Sherman to write the Declaration of Independence and what our founding fathers did? You don't think this is scripture. This is scripture.
Yeah.
Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So there was no Spirit of God when the blue came to Shelley Luther's
if there was, they wouldn't give her a ticket.
That's right. So the Spirit of God wasn't there. Why wasn't the Spirit of God there? All right, cue the Jeopardy music, ladies and gentlemen. Because you want to see how important the Declaration of Independence is? Because the Bill of Rights was not honored.
Right.
There was no spirit of liberty because they violated the Bill of Rights. They violated their oath. They violated this lady's unalienable rights. And they offended God. When are we going to start saying this? When are we going to start putting it like this? We're sitting here at ground zero.
Yeah.
I mean, we are too, how far back can we back up before we're off the cliff in this country?
Not much.
And we're sitting here, back to blue. Back to blue, my God! The blue is pushing you off the cliff.
Yeah.
Because they don't serve you.
They don't.
They do not serve you. That is not their main. Well, my policeman's really okay. Then Sergeant Bill is real nice. Yeah. Then support Sergeant Bill.
Right.
The police as a whole, the institution as a whole, they do not serve you.
Absolutely not.
They serve the corporate government and the masters that hire them. And then, well, that's you're anti-police. No, I'm anti-tyranny. No, I'm anti-tyranny. I am pro-Bill of Rights. I am pro-Declaration of Independence. I am pro-Bible. You want to talk about, okay, where's all these people with the Bible now? So you're for the Bible? Then stand up now. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So don't sit here. I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know the vast majority of you. And some of the people I may be offending right now. I don't care. We're on the edge and the precipice of losing this country.
Of a collapse of everything.
Yeah. And losing this country.
Yeah. Over what?
And so if you want to be offended by what I just said, then be offended. And people say, one caller on this other show is on, well, you talk at us like you know and you understand it. You don't know. We know. Okay. Maybe you do. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's somebody else that's saying this better. Maybe I'm so far off base. I don't believe I am.
Me neither.
I believe I'm right on. I know I'm right on. I'm pretty much. I don't know what the percentages is. Not everything I say about this is right, but it's pretty darn high. And what is going to save us? Conviction. And faith, and
like
God's
that,
and God's grace,
like that lady,
yeah, like Shelley.
She's one in a million.
God bless Shelley Luther.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen,
how many people would do that? Not very many.
Well, land of the free, home of the brave. Now we're whatever cowards. Well, now Officer Tim came over. He was forced to do it. He had to get this.
He was nice, but
he still gave you a ticket, put you in the court system, in a star chamber system where they're going to charge you with contempt of court.
Yeah, they're going to railroad you. We know all about that railroading. SKJ.
That's right. Remember the story about it? This is what we've been telling you about these courts. People think, well, nothing, these courts wouldn't convict them if they didn't do anything. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Look what they did to Flynn, General Flynn. And that was supposed to be the highest law office in America, the FBI.
Yeah. So if they're corrupt,
if they're
as the day is long.
Yeah.
If they're corrupt as the day is long, if they're unconstitutional as the day is long, if they're reprobates and tyrants and treasonous as the day is long, what do you think about the...
It trickles down.
Yeah, Podunk, Dallas, Texas court there by, what'd you say his name, Clay Jenkins?
Yeah. Would you have a phone call to make?
I got to calm down. I'm pretty calm, Lee. I really am pretty calm. I hope I'm not, you know, people, I'll get an email. I had to turn it off because you're yelling. I'm not really yelling. There is nothing else as important as this.
Yeah, we're on the,
there's nothing else. There is nothing as more important than what we've just been talking about the last 20 minutes here. What do you want to say?
We're on the verge of collapse. This country is on the verge of collapse if you haven't recognized it. You know? Things are breaking down all over the food chain. It's on Fox that the food chain is breaking down, and they're taking crops and turning them under. And we're getting all sorts of imports from foreign countries. We never did that before on meats and chickens and whatever, pigs or something.
I hope that you've cleaned out your freezer. Mm-hmm. You can't buy one.
Nope.
If you find a freezer for sale, ladies and gentlemen, you better just buy it.
And a lot of,
you talk about an investment. Just buy it.
And a lot of places are only letting you have one package of meat or chicken or whatever it is. And pretty soon it's probably they're not going to have any at all.
I told you about the toilet paper. I'm telling you about the meat. Go clean out your freezer and put meat. You like meat? I mean, some people don't eat meat. That's fine. Then get whatever you do eat.
Mm-hmm.
But if you eat meat, go fill your freezer.
That's right.
Our food storage, get in line on the...
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hey, are we live again? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the things that we deal with. You see the information that we talk about and the force that comes out against us and the truth?
Mm-hmm.
I know with every fiber of my being basically what I've told you, what we've talked about, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, putting it on your refrigerator. This is your hope. This is backs your support of the Bible. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the number 512-463-1782. 512-463-1782 is the phone number, that we're calling here in Texas. So I encourage everybody to call this number.
Absolutely.
And sternly tell them to support Shelley Luther, Salon Alamo.
Open up America.
Just like Pie Alamo. Well, support Shelley. Let's get Shelley's support. If Shelley's supported, this is going to make a big statement.
Yeah.
Salon Alamo, in Dallas, Texas, Shelley Luther. Salon Alamo, like Pie. Everybody likes Pie Alamo. So there you go. It's easy to remember. Shelley Luther in Dallas. All right, Todd, are we going to make, okay, we're going to make the, tell Frank to hold. Frank's on that line. Okay. All right, Frank, just cut the commercials. We're about to come on break. Just cut the commercials if you can. All right, go ahead. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air.
love you, Daniel. And if people don't get off their haunches and get out there and protest this lockdown, we're going to be destroyed if people don't get off their haunches. Nothing you say offends me. I love you. I love your faith. I love your Lord and God is my Lord and God. But being a two-tour non-vet, if people don't get off their haunches and get out there and demonstrate and go back to work, not only we're done, but millions of people around the rest of the world, we're supposed to be leaders in this world. And we got to take the government back from the corruption. And well, you're so right, Daniel. Thanks for taking the call. I love you. Keep on. Keep on, brother.
Thank you so much, Frank. Now, thank you, Frank. Thank you. I hope I'm not. I don't know how people take them. I mean, we get some emails. They don't. We don't have a choice here, Kev. Yeah.
The reason the Vietnam War stopped was because people were out in the street protesting. That was the reason That's the reason why it stopped. Or it might be still going on now.
like the Afghanistan.
Yeah.
The number is 512-463-1782. Todd, let's call. Let's see what we can. All right, we'll do it when we come back, because Todd just told me it's going to mess up the recording for the radio station.
All right.
We will do it when we come back. We got Larry Pinckney, so Larry,
we'll have Larry on the line.
Yeah, we'll have Larry on the line, too. Have Larry to talk. Have Larry talk to him, too.
He knows the cops pretty well.
Larry's a lot nicer than I am. We'll let Larry do the call. Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's a feel-good broadcast. Look, we're with you. I mean, this is it. We're on the head of a pin here, ladies and gentlemen.
Got to stand up.
And this is it. It's not everything, your conviction in your heart, in your soul. You're listening to the Power Hour. You're part of the Power. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. And if the Declaration of Independence doesn't stand, you're not going to have any of those things.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.